Absolutely. The more that you get publicity, whether it's in newspapers or online, about various types of diets, all of which are claiming to be the perfect way to lose weight, the more people come along and ask their doctor for advice, because it is very confusing. And because everybody claims they have the best one, ultimately someone's got to be right. There's a whole range of people that come to their GPs about diet. There are people who just want to have a healthy diet. There are others who maybe are overweight and are trying to lose weight, either for a cosmetic reason or finally perhaps because they've developed an illness associated with weight and they want to try and reduce the weight to actually improve their health. So lots of reasons, and so it becomes very important we can give them advice which is sensible and will actually have the effect they want. I do believe the diet which covers a wide range of different nutrients is a good idea. But the theory that we've had for a long time that lots of complex carbohydrates are going to be the perfect way to go seems to be diminishing. Particularly in people who have risk of diabetes, we're starting to say again that restricting carbohydrates is a good idea. But whether that goes as far as cutting them out almost completely, I don't think that's the case yet. Ultimately, what makes you lose weight is when you are consuming fewer calories than you're burning up. So all these diets ultimately have to do that for you to lose weight. Most of the claims are about whether it's actually easier to make that deficit happen on a particular diet, maybe one that makes you feel less hungry, or for example doesn't put your blood sugar up as much. But it is very difficult. It's a very confusing field and people are making lots of claims, and so I have to navigate people through that so that they get on a diet that suits them, because ultimately if it's a diet that you don't like, the likelihood is you will not stick by it. My advice generally is to try and go towards a diet which is an adjustment of what you eat already. So take out some of the unhealthy stuff, the sugars, the very high fats and so on, and reduce the overall amount you eat so the calories go down. And that may be a better way than going for an extreme diet or one which actually pushes you in one direction of the type of food. And it also means that when you come through the end of the diet, because remember, you've got to keep that weight off, it means you carry on eating something that you enjoy. Making a dramatic change away from what you normally eat towards something that you may not like is not going to be very easy to sustain. There has been fashion in diets, whether it's non-medical or medical, over the years. And I remember in my childhood, it was all about low carbohydrate and going for fats. Then we've had a long period where there's been people being steered away from fats because of things like cholesterol and heart disease. And I think that we need to look very carefully before we advise a particular diet to make sure that we're not actually pushing people down a false path. But I do feel that if you give someone the tools to understand why some things are good for you and some things aren't, then generally they can actually come up with a diet that works for them, whether it's by themselves or whether it's supported by doctors or other organizations.